I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape.
New Jewish Theater presents The Conviction, April 4th through the 14th. The one-man play was adapted from a novel, Confession, based on two stories from the time of the Spanish Inquisition. Ami Dayan plays a Spanish priest who falls in love with a beautiful Jewish woman. He joins us today on Cityscape, along with Kathleen Sitzer, Artistic Director of New Jewish Theater, and we welcome you both to the program.
Thanks. Steve.
Good to be here. Thank you.
And, I mean, you actually, you do live in Boulder now, Boulder, Colorado, and you have for quite some time, but you actually called St. Louis home for, I guess, a couple of years when you were growing up, right?
This is true. I was born and raised in Israel in a kibbutz up north, but my father was sent here to work at the JCC, where I'm going to be performing in April.
Wow.
And I got to expand my horizon significantly and spend good time in St. Louis, 71 to 73.
So somehow with your father's connection, your connection here to the JCC was sort of meant to be. Don't you think?
That's the premise of this particular collaboration with
yes.
with Kathleen.
Well, Kathleen, how did this play come to your attention? Why did you decide to bring it here?
New Jewish Theater is part of an organization called the Association for Jewish Theater, and we have an annual conference. And a couple of years ago, the conference was in Chicago. I attended it, and Ami attended as both a playwright and solo performer. And he did an excerpt of the play for the members of the association. And I saw what he did. I liked what he did. I liked the story. I liked his performance. And he and I started talking. And when he discovered that I was from St. Louis, he said,
"You have no choice. We're doing this."
Like I said, it was meant to be.
Yes.
I said it with a lot of conviction.
Why do you think the play is, it was based on a novel, as I said. Why, and maybe there's not an answer to this, but why is the play called Conviction and the book Confession? Is there a difference?
There is a difference. The book itself dealt with a situation in which the drama takes place, which is one of a confession, whereby a priest confesses to his father confessor about him falling in love with a Jewish woman and not knowing that the Inquisition was there before him, eavesdropping, basically incriminates himself. The play is called Conviction because of the double meaning of the word. He is convicted for his conviction to get back to his roots.
I see. So Conviction is based, is it a true story or a collection of true stories?
It is a true story. It is based on the true story of Andres Gonzalez, who was a priest and in 1486 was found out to be having an affair with getting married to a Jewish woman in secrecy, leading a double life while he was still the priest of Talavera and having a child with this lady, with this uh-huh. woman.
Well, so, if I understand it, though, the entire play is not set in the 1400s, though.
This is true. It's enveloped in 1962 under the Franco regime, where the head, the director of the National Archives of Spain, is interrogating an Israeli scholar from the Jewish, from the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, who came to study these files, and was attempting to steal this particular file, attempting to understand why he did so. There's an all-night investigation. Interrogation of sorts, and we go into the file to find out why did he try to steal this particular file, and audiences will have to come to the play to figure out why.
Mm-hmm. Is that confusing, going from the 1400s to, what'd you say, the 1960s?
It starts in 1960s, and then it goes
starts
back.
In the 60s.
But no, it's a device that's used frequently in theater, time traveling mm-hmm. of sorts. So it's not confusing if the play is well written, and this is, and well performed, which this is. The audience will not be the least bit confused, even though there's only one performer.
Well, that's what I was going to bring out, right.
Yeah, it's very much like Titanic. If you think of the story, it starts today. There's an old lady that's telling something to her granddaughter, and then it goes back to the story in the past.
So at the time that this priest made these confessions, this was very scandalous. The situation he found himself in. What, I don't know, you tell me, was it illegal, dangerous to do what he was doing?
That's an understatement. It was death-worthy. Burning at the stake was the absolute single judgment that would have been laid on somebody who was caught to be anybody. That doesn't have to be a priest. Anybody that returned to his Jewish roots or helped somebody else return to his Jewish roots after converting to Christianity would be burned at the stake.
And your character's name is?
Andres Gonzalez.
Right. And what can you tell us about him?
Here is a very religious man that gives it all up. So what's he all about?
Well, at six, he was found out to be circumcised and had to flee with his mother, flee Toledo, and find refuge, in the church at Salamanca. He was, because the church was the safest place for him to be, he became a priest and led a Christian life. When he found out that a mob was about to burn the house and everybody inside it of a Jewish family, he decided that he was going to stop this. He managed to do this, and this is all in his original Inquisition file. This is all documented. He managed to do this, but in the process fell in love with one of the Jewish women there.
And that's Isabel.
Isabel, exactly. Also named after the queen to hide the Judaism.
Oh.
Yes. And so for him to pursue this relationship, to return back to his faith, was a crime that he knew would cost him his life if it was ever found out.
Well, there's got to be more of a story there, because you say a Jewish priest just falls in love with this, Catholic priest, excuse me, falls in love with this Jewish girl. It doesn't just happen, right?
Well, it seems like we all have, like my return to St. Louis right now, I was telling Kathleen earlier, I go by Old Bonham School and, memories flash and so on, and the heart opens up. And he goes through a similar experience. She brings up his childhood, his past, and basically he learns much more about his father, about his heritage, and in the process, so the romance between the two is connected to his reuniting with his faith.
Mm-hmm. Well, so he knows this is dangerous. Is it as dangerous for her as it is for him?
It is, because she knows, and she's the one who's bringing him back. And so she does suffer the same consequences.
Well, Kathleen, as someone who saw the play, tell me what your reaction to is so far in the play when you're seeing this on stage.
Well, I didn't see the full play. I saw an excerpt, and uh-huh. I've read the script. And I think it's a very compelling story. And it's on so many different levels. There are so many layers to it. There's the personal level. There's the religious level. There's the level of persecution. And we're not talking about persecution of one person or even one group. This story speaks to persecution across time and across populations. You know, it's going on in other countries now, not just Jewish persecution. So it's a very timeless story. But what we have in it that kind of makes it more compelling and personal is added to it that personal love story. So it's really a very complex play.
That's Kathleen Sitzer from New Jewish Theater. We're also talking with actor Ami Dayan. Conviction is the play running April 4th through 14th. And as far as the set goes, there's minimal set, minimal prompts.
Yes, it allows the actor to basically transform and take the story through times, through locations, without being boggled down with set changes and so on. So the story flows much smoother this way.
Well, see, yeah, I would think my initial reaction was that might make it more difficult for an actor, but maybe not in this case.
I think not. I think that the audience's imagination is the best set. And once you put that in motion, they're with you.
So, and Kathleen, you touched on this a second ago. There's an obvious Jewish message, but these issues, and you mentioned a couple of them, of love and taboo relationships go well beyond that. So many people in many different walks of life,
oh, absolutely.
I think, could relate to this in some way, right?
Absolutely. Well, and it also, the Catholic community can relate to this. The any other persecuted community can relate to this. This isn't, although it is set as a Jewish story, it's not just a Jewish
people
story.
People from different racial backgrounds.
Yes, or absolutely.
Any kind of lifestyle you might
mm-hmm.
think of, right?
Same-sex marriage, Matthew Shepard, forbidden love.
Was this a big part of why you thought this play is relevant? That kind of aspect, that it goes a lot further than just, religion?
Well, sure, because part of what we're about at the New Jewish Theater is trying to be a presence as a multicultural bridge to promote multicultural tolerance, understanding, education. So, yeah, I saw in this play, this wasn't just a narrow focus. It had a very broad perspective.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I read that I read an interview where you were quoted as saying that that while you were working on this play, it really brought home the whole issue of Jewish identity because it's something that you, I guess, really didn't have to deal with in your life.
This is true. I was born in a kibbutz, which in Israel is very anti-religious to some extent. It's more socialist. Mm-hmm. And until coming to St. Louis, I have not visited a synagogue. This is in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And even, you know, then I returned to Israel and I led a very secular lifestyle, and I still do. But working on this play, there was a lot of information that I had to kind of research to just find out. And for example, the prayer of Kol Nidre, which is the basic prayer of Yom Kippur, is one where one disavows. Is that correct? Disavows. Previous vows made to foreign gods, so that because Jews were made to take these oaths to convert Christianity,
mm-hmm.
So that they can advance. This man's father did so to become a doctor. And so I didn't know all of these things. And in the process of researching this play, I found myself, you know, really reconnecting to my own roots.
Well, how much would you like to reveal about the plot? We know that the Catholic priest falls in love with a Jewish woman, but how far does it go? What happens?
It goes to a child, all the way to a child, which basically brings us to today. So there's this Hebrew scholar today is connected. And
it wraps around and takes it back to the beginning in the Spanish archives and the investigation of the Hebrew scholar.
It's interesting. The play is Conviction. It's going to be performed at the Wolf Theater at the JCC April 4th through 14th. Kathleen Sitzer is the artistic director for New Jewish Theater. Ami Dayan is the actor who is starring in this one-man play. You're based out of Colorado. You were originally commissioned by, I think it was the Denver Center Theater for this project?
This is Denver Center Theater Company. Kent Thompson was the artistic director. He wanted to commission this piece, and they basically held the first presentations and the first adaptation, yes.
You were not always in theater, I don't think. Didn't you spend some time in the Army, and it wasn't until after that you took a theater class and all this kind of opened up for you?
Well, you did a lot of research, Steve.
A little.
Yes. Yes, everybody in Israel, it's compulsory. The Army, the three-year Army, was something that I went through.
Right.
I had to do a little more because I was in a unique squad. But it's true that I had no connection to theater or anything artistic before there on the kibbutz. And once that was over, my life changed. I took a course and the bug set in and couldn't do anything but.
And Boulder's a good place to be based?
It's beautiful, it's glorious, and somebody has to live there.
Kathleen, one final word on the play. It sounds like it might be very serious. Well, it has to be. But it must be uplifting in some ways, too.
Yeah, I think it absolutely is. And one thing I want to mention, Steve, is that this play is going to be associated with a lot of educational outreach, talkbacks, panel discussions with Spanish speakers, people with Hispanic backgrounds, with rabbis, with priests, because of the universality of it, and we want to reach a lot of different people with it. But yes, it is uplifting at the end. Not that it has a happy end, but
that's what I was getting at.
the sense of it.
Well, I mean, you performed this in other places, right?
Sure.
Weren't you off Broadway?
Yes,
also
I was,
for a while?
Yes.
So you've heard the discussions before.
I have.
So is there a reoccurring thing that people think about after this?
Relevance. That the piece, while it's set in history, is relevant to today. While people might expect something dark going to a play that takes place during the Inquisition, they find that it's very humorous, that it's poetic, and in its essence, it's romantic. It's a forbidden love of great proportions.
That's Conviction, April 4th through 14th at the Wolf Theater, JCC. Ami Dayan and Kathleen Sitzer, thank you both for joining us today.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us, Steve.
And time now for a look at the Cityscape calendar. The Autumn Jazz Festival features performances by saxophonist Eric Marienthal, Bach to the Future, the Don Weber Trio, Pito Williams, and Tom Byrne tonight at 7 o'clock in the Sheldon Concert Hall. The Show Me Sound Organization presents a percussive arts performance, Stick'em, Tuesday night, 7 o'clock at the Sheldon Concert Hall. The Greater St. Louis Humanities Festival examines how money made us the humans we are today, beginning with a panel discussion, The Logic of Markets and the Logic of Gift, Thursday afternoon, 3 o'clock, in St. Louis University's DeBerg Hall, and a screening of the film noir, Double Indemnity, Thursday evening at 7:30 in Webster University's Moore Auditorium. And Stray Dog Theater's production of Gypsy, A Musical Fable, opens Thursday night at 8 o'clock and will continue through April 20th at the Tower Grove Abbey on Tennessee Avenue. And you can find out more about these and other events on the events section of stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and please join us next week.